local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, some fog hanging around a few places this morning in Mobile and Baldwin County. Showers on the way and drier air to come. More from Dr. Bill right after traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, so far, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. Light traffic across the Bayway and the Causeway, Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort. Checking in with no accidents or delays. Tillman's Corner and Theodore for Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. It's been a good start to the morning so far. South Alabama baseball season tickets are now on sale. The 2019 home schedule could very well be the best in school history, including three games versus Alabama, Coastal Carolina, and Troy. Get your tickets at 461-1USA. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers today. It will be mild with readings in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight clearing, lows around 40 degrees. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon temperatures in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Ah, spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hard-working people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new Cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit ThompsonCap.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
Hey, this is Tom Claxton with the Scuttlebutt Network. Thanks to all of our fine listeners for 9 great years on the radio. So why not come out and celebrate with us this Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. as we broadcast live from Ed's Seafood Shed. That's this Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. at Ed's Seafood Shed.
Hoorah! And this is Sean Sullivan, and I'll be broadcasting Midday Mobile live from Ed's on Wednesday. Doing the show from noon to 1, then Tom and Cal with the Scuttlebutt Network take over at 1. Entire 2 hours are live Wednesday from Ed's Seafood Shed on the Causeway. And your friends at FM Talk 106.5. All right, 67 now at our studios, heading for high. About 67 for today. We have reached the top temp as the showers are making their way in from our northwest and should bring some drier air by this afternoon. Full weather discussion with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams coming your way at 6:35. Right now, we'll check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening right now, a 12-year-old child is missing and authorities need your help to bring him home safely. Ian Lee Clark is a white male with green eyes and brown hair. He was last seen wearing a gray hoodie and khaki pants in the area of Creel Road in Mobile, Alabama, between the hours of 8 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. on February 9th, 2019. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, they released those details and they have issued that alert. They also say they believe this child may be traveling in a black 2009 Chevrolet Trailblazer with the Alabama tag number 2AJ4620 and that there is damage to the back driver's side door. A vehicle matching that description was seen in the tunnel in downtown Mobile on Monday heading toward Baldwin County around 3 p.m. If you have any information regarding the whereabouts of this child, please call 251-208-7000. That's the number to the Mobile Police Department or simply call 911. It's tax time, and many filers are not happy as the average tax refund is down more than 8%. This year's tax season is the first under the Republican-led tax plan, which was passed back in 2017. The new rules lowered individual tax rates and increased the standard deduction, but also eliminated some of the more popular deductions. Many people have complained of smaller refunds that they've received, smaller than expected because of changes in paycheck withholdings. The average tax refund in the first 2 weeks of this filing season is $1,865. That's compared to last year's average of $2,035. That's a drop of 8.4%. If you'd like to track your tax refund, there's a tool that does just that. It's called Where's My Refund? Go to irs.gov. Again, that's irs.gov. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
I love this time of year. Family, friends, football, and shopping. On the other hand, those bills. But with a Kasasa checking account at Century Bank, you can earn up to 2.5% APY on everyday purchases, from groceries to that new Good Luck team jersey. So, while the bills will always be there, at least you're getting rewarded on the purchases you're making anyway. Switch to Kasasa checking at Century Bank, where we take banking personally. Member FDIC, qualifications and rules may apply.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Prosecutors will lay out part of their case against Marco Perez today. The 19-year-old is scheduled to have a preliminary hearing on a capital murder charge for the shooting death of Mobile police officer Sean Tudor. Meanwhile, Circuit Court Judge Ben Brooks has issued a gag order in the case. That order prohibits anyone involved in the trial from talking to the media about Perez or the investigation. A private water well near NAS Pensacola could hold contaminated water, affecting nearly 3,000 people who live near the base.
What chemicals are they concerned about? I have put in a whole house water filter.
The areas of concern are NAS Pensacola, Corey Station, and Softly Field. The Navy is testing for PFAs. They're man-made chemicals not absorbed well in soil. PFAs are used in many products, including firefighting foam, which the Navy has used for years. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
This is Representative Chris Pringle. The Alabama legislature will soon be back in session. Before we make decisions that will impact our state and your family, I want to hear from you. That's why I'm hosting a town hall meeting. Join the discussion February the 12th in the University of South Alabama Student Center Ballroom. The town hall meeting begins at 6 p.m. Connect with me on Facebook at Chris Pringle Campaign for more information. Together, we can make government work for the people. Paid for by Chris Pringle Campaign, 4 Princess Anne Road, Mobile, Alabama, 36608.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now, 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Kyler Murray decides whether to pursue a professional career in football or baseball. The Cleveland Browns take a chance on Kareem Hunt, and history is made in Oklahoma City. It's quarter after six on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Heisman-winning quarterback Kyler Murray has made his decision, and it appears that he's sticking with football and the chance to play in the NFL rather than report to spring training this week with the Oakland Athletics. In a statement released Monday on Twitter, Murray said, quote, "I am firmly and fully committing my life and time to becoming an NFL quarterback." Murray previously signed a contract with Oakland that allowed him to play football for one season at Oklahoma before joining Oakland's farm system. The A's took him number 9 overall in the first round of the 2018 MLB draft. But in that one season of football, Murray happened to throw for 4,300 yards and 42 touchdowns, with 1,001 yards rushing and 12 more touchdowns before he took home the Heisman Trophy at the end of the season. Jeff Passan of ESPN reported that Murray will repay $1.29 million of the $1.5 million signing bonus that the A's gave gave him last year. The A's would have owed Murray an additional $3.16 million if he was on the roster come March 1st. The Cleveland Browns signed free agent running back Kareem Hunt to a one-year contract on Monday, less than 3 months after the Kansas City Chiefs released Hunt after TMZ Sports released hotel footage that showed the 23-year-old shoving and kicking a woman in an altercation in Cleveland. Ian Rappaport from the NFL Network reports that Hunt is currently on the commissioner's exempt list, pending the results of an investigation into the hotel altercation. Hunt is likely to be suspended at a minimum for several games this season. Browns general manager John Dorsey was the Chiefs general manager when the team drafted Hunt from Toledo in the 2017 NFL draft. He spoke about their decision yesterday.
He understands and takes full accountability the egregious act that he committed. He is extremely remorseful for his actions.
Since entering the league, Hunt has been a top running back, racking up nearly 3,000 yards from scrimmage and 25 touchdowns in 27 games. Auburn offensive lineman Calvin Ashley announced via Twitter on Monday that he plans to leave the team and transfer to another school. The former five-star recruit was one of the biggest names to sign with Auburn in the 2017 recruiting class. On the PGA Tour, Phil Mickelson finished his final round yesterday at Pebble Beach with a three-shot victory that followed rain delays and a hailstorm over the weekend. The 48-year-old finished the tournament at 19 under par, his fifth win at Pebble Beach, and the 44th victory of his nearly 30-year PGA career. Paul Casey finished alone in second place at 16 under par. In the NBA last night, the New York Knicks set a single-season franchise record when they lost their 17th consecutive game, 107-104 to the Cleveland Cavaliers, and Oklahoma City beat Portland 120-111. Thunder teammates Paul George and Russell Westbrook both had triple-doubles in the win. George finished with 47 points, 12 rebounds, and 12 assists, while Westbrook added 21 points with 14 rebounds and 11 assists.
Well, it's easy to underappreciate the career of Wilt Chamberlain. It's not hard to appreciate Paul George as Westbrook has his triple-double.
That was Westbrook's 10th straight triple-double, passing Wilt Chamberlain for the longest streak in NBA history. 6:18 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hey, thank you, Dalton. Also, coming up, you may be able to hit up your Alabama friends in the 659. 659. Not 251, not 205, not 334, 659. Also, negotiators reach an agreement in principle to avoid another government shutdown. We'll fill in details and principles when we come back.
Hello. This is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers today. It will be mild with readings in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, clearing, lows around 40 degrees. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon temperatures in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from the Vincent Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center. A dense fog advisory till 9 a.m. this morning. Less than a quarter mile visibility in some areas, so be careful as you're traveling. You won't find any delays across the Bayway. Again, pretty thick fog over towards Daphne and Spanish Fort, but no wrecks in the roadways. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffett Road in Mobile. They've got great deals on their 2018 display models. And now through March 1st, double your tax refund up to $3,500. Call 649-2077. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 620 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Dr. Bill with a full weather discussion coming our way just about 12 minutes from right now. Right now, let's check headlines with Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Two men accused of killing a 77-year-old man in Oklahoma 6 years ago were arrested here in Mobile. Both will be extradited back to Oklahoma. Now that their hearing is complete, both were arrested last week. They've been identified as 28-year-old Zachary Wilson and 24-year-old Timothy Dees. Dees has prior charges from 2017, including giving a false name, obstructing a government operation, and resisting arrest. Wilson has a number of charges from 2013, including theft, burglary, and possession of a controlled substance. And a third person accused in that 2013 killing, well, they were arrested in Colorado last week. When you see the 251 area code, you know it's an Alabama area code. But what do you think about the area code of 659? Beginning in April, portions of the western central part of our state, including Jefferson County, will be covered by an overlay area code 659 in addition to their current 205 code. The addition will not change any current numbers, but will mean this is going to be a different way in which you dial when you're trying to reach the other person. That's according to AT&T. The 205 area code generally covers the western central portion of the state, which includes Birmingham, Appell City, Jasper, and Tuscaloosa. So, again, the change starts in April. And fun fact, when it comes to area codes, well, the 251 area code, that was introduced to South Alabama in 2001. And when it comes to the 205 area code, that was established in 1947. And 334, that came into the mix in 1995, and then in 1998, the 256 area code was added for North Alabama. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5, and yes, we have a 251 area code at the station. Have a great day.
Well, we could petition to get the 659. You know, area codes don't mean anything anymore because people's cell phone numbers travel with them, and there's plenty of people that are living here with an area code for some other place, and then there's probably people living other places and still have a 251.
Yeah, and
so those days, I mean, really.
And now, you know, you used to know that you were getting a telemarketer or crank call if it was another area code,
yeah.
But now that's not even true anymore. You can get a 251 and be in the 251. It can still be a telemarketer.
Absolutely, and not only that, it can be, again, I'm getting them where they are 251 and then the same prefix as my cell number.
Pretty soon, I'll be calling myself.
Well, that's happening. That's happening as well. People are getting calls from their, people are answering it because they're like, what's going on here? This is my number calling me. And they'll answer it, and then they'll find out that somebody is masking that phone number. All right, 624 FM Talk 106.5. And we said yesterday, coming off of comments from Senator Richard Shelby, on he was on Fox News Sunday, about maybe getting some things done, getting some negotiations finished. Well, top four negotiators leading the charge on border security talks on Capitol Hill have emerged from their meeting and announced they've reached an agreement in principle. Now, in principle,
okay.
That is a little bit of the discussion. First of all, here, Senator Shelby talking about that yesterday.
We reached an agreement in principle between us on the Homeland Security and the other six bills. Our staffs are going to be working feverishly to put all of the particulars together.
Okay. The particulars are what may be a problem here. White House spokesman Manu Raju said,
they're saying though they have reached this agreement, they believe that they'll have the support within their respective leadership teams. Now the hard part goes in putting it on paper, making sure they have the votes in the House and the Senate. And the big question, will the person who sits in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, President Donald Trump, sign this into law?
Well, that's one of the good questions, because the president was in El Paso last night and had this to say.
Let me state very clearly to those pushing this ridiculous and radical agenda, I will never sign a bill that forces the mass release of violent criminals into our country. And I will never abolish or in any way mistreat our great heroes from ICE and Border Patrol and law enforcement.
All right, President went on to also talk about more on never slashing the budget or the personnel with the border security.
If we cut detention space, we are cutting loose dangerous criminals into our country. Slashing ICE detention is the first step of many for the far left. I call them the radical left. We will never abolish ICE. They want to abolish ICE. We're never going to abolish ICE.
All right. And also the counter to the president's speech there, or press, well, speech, it's a campaign rally kind of event there on the border, was Beto O'Rourke. And for one second, we'll get to the Beto clip here in a second, but the last two high-profile Democrats that have been brought on the national stage, Stacey Abrams, who lost.
Right.
Beto O'Rourke,
also
who lost. Just check it. All right, here's O'Rourke yesterday.
A president who describes Mexican immigrants as rapists and criminals. We have the chance to tell him and the country, immigrants commit crimes, including violent crimes, at a lower rate than do Americans who were born in this country.
Which, by the way, brings up a side question. Could we just deport all the Americans that are committing the crimes and bring in immigrants and lower the, lower
just,
the crime
just
stats?
Just leave the illegal immigrants in and kick us all out.
That's right. Well, first of all, the president, you could have any kind of feeling you want on this, but the president actually said in the people coming across the border from point south. I don't know if he said Mexicans back then, but he was saying legal border crossers, which these days seems to be as many Central Americans as Mexicans, mm-hmm. right? That there were rapists and murderers and all that. He didn't say they're all rapists and murderers.
No, but okay. A lot of people took it that way.
Just check it, yeah. He also went on to talk about, Beto O'Rourke talked about the wall.
We can show the rest of the country as we make our stand here together tonight that walls do not make us safer. Walls will require us to take someone's property, their house, their farm, their ranch, to build a wall at a time of record low northbound apprehensions.
All right, we'll add that to hear a Democrat talking about issues with eminent domain, he got my attention there. That's good. That's good. The first time I've ever heard Democrats really worried about eminent domain. So on that, Beto, we can talk.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A former youth pastor is arrested in Alabama and extradited to South Carolina to face charges of sexually abusing two children in the 1970s. Peter William Cooper worked in churches in Alabama and South Carolina. One of the alleged crimes happened in Robertsdale, but Baldwin County authorities are not able to charge Cooper because of Alabama's statute of limitations law. South Carolina does not have a statute of limitations for sex crimes against children. A plan is in place to make one state road safer for bicyclists and pedestrians in Pensacola. Mayor Grover Robinson wants to add more crosswalks to West Cervantes Street. The plan comes 8 months after 8-month-old Nariah Baldwin and 28-year-old Nefeteria Williams were killed while crossing the road.
I think it has brought the attention to at least why we need to be doing this.
And congressional staffers are working out the details, but negotiators say they've reached a tentative deal on border security to avoid another government shutdown Friday. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleinschrote and his his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Bipartisan congressional negotiators have agreed to allocate $1.4 billion for border fencing, much less than President Trump wants for a wall, as part of a deal to prevent another partial government shutdown at the end of the week. It also increases screening at border entry points. Democrat Nita Lowey chairs the House Appropriations Committee.
This was a bipartisan deal, Senate and House, Republican, Democrat, and I think we did an excellent job that all parts of our caucuses can accept.
President Trump saying last night he'll build a wall anyway, but he did not say if he'll sign the compromise. The lawyer for Meredith Watson, one of the women accusing Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax of sexual assault, is urging state lawmakers not to delay a public hearing. This after it became clear there's no move yet to impeach Fairfax. Former Vice President Joe Biden, one of the speakers this morning for the funeral of John Dingell in Dearborn, Michigan. Dingell, the longest-serving member of Congress ever, died at age 92. Stock futures surging the morning after the budget deal. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kuschenko with Your Money Now. Hurt by China's aluminum overcapacity, U.S. manufacturers are seeking action on that front as top officials from both countries meet again to talk trade this week. The Aluminum Association says China's aluminum overcapacity equaled total U.S. demand in 2017 and rose a further 5.7% last year, resulting in more product being available for export. The association believes a U.S.-China agreement needs to be reached to eliminate China's market distortion subsidies, which led to the aluminum overcapacity. Peugeot plans to hire 1,600 new employees this year in its auto distribution division across Europe. The French carmaker says its greatest hiring needs are for vehicle salespeople, mechanics, painters, and expert technicians. New England Motor Freight, a major player in the competitive New York regional trucking market, is seeking bankruptcy protection and plans to wind down operations. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a strong open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
24/7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it. Including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5. And good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so some fog out there, although I'm looking at some different Aldot cams, and some parts of our listening area fog pretty thick. Some areas, it doesn't look like much at all.
Yeah, it's this is what we call patchy fog, and it looks like that's pretty much going to be swept away because we have a cold front now that's in Mississippi, and we have a line of showers and a few thunderstorms extending from way up around Demopolis, down through Hattiesburg and all the way into the New Orleans area. Those showers will be moving in here a little later this morning and into the afternoon hours. And then after that, the wind will switch around to the northwest, and we'll see some drier air move in and gradually clearing off tonight. So look for temperatures on the mild side today in the upper 60s to around 70 degrees. And then, of course, tonight we will cool down a bit. In fact, down around 40 degrees for tomorrow morning. and then down to the north. And tomorrow should be really a beautiful day. With the sunshine, we're going to climb up to around 65 degrees. So this cooler air coming in will give us some chilly nighttime temperatures, but very pleasant during the day. So tomorrow, sunny at around 65. Tomorrow night, looks like we could get into the upper 30s. And then on Thursday, mostly sunny, and we'll warm up to 68 degrees. After that, the clouds come back in for Friday. And with a few showers, we'll warm to about 70 degrees. And now the weekend doesn't look as good as we looked at yesterday. Looks like mostly cloudy for Saturday and Sunday. Chance of a few showers both days, and temperatures around 68 to 70 degrees. So the weekend's not a loser, but just doesn't look quite as good as we were talking about yesterday.
So not as much of a winter, but a mid-pack kind of weekend.
Yeah, and again, if around 68 to 70, that's above normal. The normal high this time of the year is 64 degrees now. That's starting to climb a bit. So 64 is the normal high. So this weekend will be just a little bit above normal.
All right, Dr. Bill, when these showers make it through, and I'm looking at the radar, I'm looking at the line. First of all, you said, what is this, midday or afternoon we should get them? When do you think they hit Mobile?
Yeah, we'll see some of that activity start here in the mid and late morning. And then most of it will be in the early afternoon. And then after that, the wind will switch around to the northwest. But I don't expect rapid clearing. We'll see some clouds lingering into the evening. Then it'll clear off.
Any severe weather associated with this?
Doesn't look like it. We may see a few thunderstorms, especially north of the city. We don't expect any kind of a severe weather outbreak. But there could be some embedded thunderstorms as this line moves through later on.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, John.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, exclusively here at FM Talk 1065. Also, I want you to check out our website, fmtalk1065.com, when you're there. I think it's cute. I think it's cute that there are new media groups in town, or no, older media groups in town that have a newfound love for Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to give you some, they said something like, we're rolling out the history of Mardi Gras.
No.
You don't say.
We're the Mardi Gras OGs.
Yes, we are the OGs on that, on the story of Mardi Gras as told by our own Rennie Brabner with the Moon Pie Minute. Of course, this is every day the whole way through Ash Wednesday. That is one thing that's new. There's our new wrinkle. We used to end on Fat Tuesday. We keep it going into Ash Wednesday.
Just didn't feel right.
That's right. We take it the whole way through the carnival season here and the story of Mardi Gras, as told by Rennie Brabner. You can catch the airings, the fresh airings, four times a day. More than that now.
Seven times a day
at FM Talk 106.5. And online, you can go back and binge listen to past Moon Pie Minutes. So the day after they air on the station, they post to the podcast page. If you'll go to Moon Pie Minute on the front page of fmtalk1065.com, find all kind of Mardi Gras information, and you can go listen to the Moon Pie Minute and get yourself caught up to today, which will be the February 12th edition of the Moon Pie Minute, which is coming your way shortly.
Got to catch up before Friday night's parade. The Condies are rolling.
That's right. Downtown parading season starts on Friday. Can't wait to see all y'all down there. 640, which, by the way, if you check Twitter, it's funny. I don't do it, but my wife is putting some pictures and video of, you hear me lament the Sullivan children, and she put up a video from five years ago or something like that of my son.
Yes.
Dancing there at the guardrail, getting ready for, I think it's floral parade, and he was breaking it down. You want to see some Mardi Gras dancing moves?
Yeah, I've been practicing because I want to be able to dance like that.
He breaks it down, goes low and everything, you know. Although I would make fun, but as my mother always told me, little red birds don't have little blue birds, Sean.
You probably have done that dance in the past.
Maybe not. traffic on the way with Kane, I can give you this. Accident on 65 northbound in the curve approaching the Pritchard Highway 45 exit. Only one lane passable there. Also, 65 shut down northbound past Moffitt. A wreck with an injury there. So we'll get more from Kane coming up next.
I love this time of year. Family, friends, football, and shopping. On the other hand, those bills.
But with a Kasasa checking account at Century Bank, you can earn up to 2.5% APY on everyday purchases, from groceries to that new Good Luck team jersey. So while the bills will always be there, at least you're getting rewarded on the purchases you're making anyway. Switch to Kasasa checking at Century Bank, where we take banking personally. Member FDIC. Qualifications and rules may apply.
Mojo, the Mystic Order of Jazz Obsessed, brings its Jazz Jambalaya to the Ben May Main Library downtown Monday, February 18th, 6:30 p.m. Enjoy this evening of live jazz with the Coastal Alabama Community College Jazz Band. Tickets at the door are $10 for members, $15 for guests, $12 for students and military with ID. More information at mojojazz.org. February 18th, 6:30 p.m. at the Ben May Main Library, 701 Government, downtown.
Good morning, everyone. For the BamaFlooring.com Traffic Center, we've got a dense fog advisory till 9 a.m., less than a quarter mile visibility in a lot of areas. Northbound 65 between Moffitt and Highway 45, minor injuries, left two lanes, and the shoulder's going to be blocked off there. It just happened a few minutes ago. Traffic already starting to back up. Toomey's Mardi Gras is supplying the Gulf Coast with everything Mardi Gras since 1978, located at 755 McRae Avenue in Mobile and at 1701 Highway 98 in Daphne inside the Rama Imports building. See what they offer online at toomeysmardigras.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
642 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. You heard Dr. Bill changing for today as that front makes its way through. Rain draped in a northeast to southwest line from about Hattiesburg back to New Orleans and heading our way. Mid-morning to late morning should get the first of those showers. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A bestseller has turned into a lawsuit as former White House staffer turned author Cliff Sims has now filed a lawsuit against President Trump. That lawsuit filed in federal court on Monday claims Mr. Trump is using his campaign as, quote, a private surrogate for the government to, quote, do its bidding to silence Mr. Sims when it really is the intense powers of the presidency coming down upon his sole individual. That lawsuit also references infringing on his First Amendment rights by, quote, arbitrarily seeking retribution against former employees, the president is infringing on their First Amendment rights. The move was prompted by the Trump campaign filing in arbitration regarding the book Team of Vipers, My 500 Extraordinary Days in the Trump White House. It also looks at the claim of violation of the non-disclosure agreements. Now, the president has dismissed Sims via Twitter, calling him, quote, a low-level staffer and a, quote, gopher. According to the lawsuit, Sims says he's unsure if he signed an NDA when he came to the White House. Sims founded the political blog Yellow Hammer. He took a leave of absence from that job in 2016 to work for the Trump presidential campaign. Then in 2017, he was named assistant to the president and assistant communications director for White House message strategy. He left the White House last May. Health alert, if you traveled to Montgomery recently and you visited Panera Bread, you may have been exposed to hepatitis A. The Alabama Department of Public Health is investigating a food handler who is infected with the virus. So if you ate dinner, pickup, delivery, you name it, from Panera at 2998 Carter Hill Road between January 26th and February 5th, you're urged to get your vaccination as soon as possible. Hepatitis A is a viral infection that can be transmitted person to person and by eating food or drinks prepared by someone who is infected. Getting vaccinated can prevent infection, that's according to state health officials, but the vaccine must be administered within 14 days of exposure. People who are at least 12 months old can receive the vaccine, and the vaccination is administered in two doses. If you have questions, call your local health care provider or the Montgomery County Health Department. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This is Representative Chris Pringle. The Alabama legislature will soon be back in session. Before we make decisions that will impact our state and your family, I want to hear from you. That's why I'm hosting a town hall meeting. Join the discussion February the 12th in the University of South Alabama Student Center Ballroom. The town hall meeting begins at 6 p.m. Connect with me on Facebook at Chris Pringle Campaign for more information. Together, we can make government work for the people. Paid for by Chris Pringle Campaign, 4 Princess Anne Road, Mobile, Alabama, 36608.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Prosecutors will lay out part of their case against Marco Perez today. The 19-year-old is scheduled to have a preliminary hearing on a capital murder charge for the shooting death of Mobile police officer Sean Tudor. Meanwhile, Circuit Court Judge Ben Brooks has issued a gag order in the case. That order prohibits anyone involved in the trial from talking to the media about Perez or the investigation. A private water well near NAS Pensacola could hold contaminated water, affecting nearly 3,000 people who live near the base.
What chemicals are they concerned about? I have put in a whole house water filter.
The areas of concern are NAS Pensacola, Corey Station, and Softly Field. The Navy is testing for PFAs. They're man-made chemicals not absorbed well in soil. PFAs are used in many products, including firefighting foam, which the Navy has used for years. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Gas tax increases, a state lottery, overcrowded Alabama prisons. There's a lot going on in Montgomery, and FM Talk brings you the information you need from Goat Hill Daily on Mobile Mornings.
Kyler Murray makes his decision. The Cleveland Browns taking a chance on Kareem Hunt, and history is made in the NBA in Oklahoma City. At 6:48 on FM Talk 106.5, I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Heisman-winning quarterback Kyler Murray has made his decision, and it appears that he is sticking with football and the chance to play in the NFL rather than report to spring training this week with the Oakland Athletics. In a statement released Monday on his Twitter, Murray said, quote, "I am firmly and fully committing my life and time to becoming an NFL quarterback." Murray previously signed a contract with Oakland that allowed him to play football for one season at Oklahoma before joining Oakland's farm system. But in that one season, Murray threw for 4,361 yards and 42 touchdowns, along with 1,001 yards rushing and 12 more touchdowns before he ultimately took home the Heisman Trophy at the end of the year. Jeff Passan of ESPN reported that Murray will repay $1.29 million of the $1.5 million signing bonus that the A's gave him last year. And if he was still on the roster on March 1st, the A's would have owed Murray an additional $3.16 million. The Cleveland Browns signed free agent running back Kareem Hunt to a one-year contract on Monday, less than 3 months after the Kansas City Chiefs released Hunt, after TMZ Sports released hotel footage showing the 23-year-old shoving and kicking a woman in an altercation in Cleveland. Ian Rappaport from the NFL Network reports that Hunt is currently on the commissioner's exempt list, pending the results of an NFL investigation into the hotel altercation. Hunt is likely to be suspended at a minimum for several games this season. Browns general manager John Dorsey was the Chiefs' general manager when the team drafted Hunt from Toledo in the 2017 NFL Draft.
He understands and takes full accountability the egregious act that he committed. He is extremely remorseful for his actions.
Since entering the league, Hunt has been a top running back, racking up nearly 3,000 yards from scrimmage and 25 touchdowns in 27 games. Auburn offensive lineman Calvin Ashley announced via Twitter on Monday that he plans to leave the team and transfer to another school.
former five-star recruit, was one of the biggest names to sign with Auburn in the 2017 recruiting class. Ashley redshirted his freshman season and then missed the second half of last season with an undisclosed medical issue. Ashley's allowed to freely speak with other programs now that his name has entered the transfer portal, but he is still eligible to return to Auburn and retain his scholarship. On the PGA Tour, Phil Mickelson finished his final round yesterday at Pebble Beach with a three-shot victory that followed rain delays and a hailstorm over the weekend. The 48-year-old finished the tournament at 19 under par, his fifth win at Pebble Beach, and the 44th victory of his nearly 30-year-long PGA career. Paul Casey finished alone in second place at 16 under par. In the NBA last night, the New York Knicks set a single-season franchise record when they lost their 17th consecutive game, 107-104, to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Oklahoma City beat Portland 120-111. Thunder teammates Paul George and Russell Westbrook both had triple-doubles in the win. George finished with 47 points, 12 rebounds, and 10 assists, while Westbrook added 21 points with 14 rebounds and 11 assists.
Well, it's easy to underappreciate the career of Wilt Chamberlain. It's not hard to appreciate Paul George as Westbrook has his triple-double.
That was Westbrook's 10th straight triple-double, passing Wilt Chamberlain for the longest streak in NBA history. The Houston Rockets beat the Dallas Mavericks 120-104. Houston's James Harden scored 31 points for his 30th consecutive game, scoring at least 30 points. And the Indiana Pacers beat Charlotte 99-90 for their sixth win in a row. In college basketball, four SEC games on tonight's schedule. At 6 p.m., number 5, Kentucky hosts number 19, LSU, and Texas A&M hosts Georgia. And then at 8, Alabama will look for their third win in a row when they face Mississippi State in Starkville. Also at 8, Missouri hosts Arkansas. 6:52 now. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, New Axton now off of Cody Road and Ziegler Boulevard, and we've got one on the interstate northbound 65 between Moffitt and 45 with minor injuries. Left two lanes and the shoulders blocked off, and then that dense fog advisory. The Bayway, less than a quarter mile visibility coming in, so be careful. You know, with Valentine's Day quickly approaching, it's time to consult the experts at the Battle House Hotel and Spa. Enjoy champagne upon arrival of your two-night stay at the historic Four Diamond Hotel. For reservations, call 415-3081. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Mobile Mechanical, your full-line sales and service Quincy compressor distributor, serving the Gulf Coast for over 36 years. Phone 653-6948 for Mobile Mechanical.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers today. It will be mild with readings in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, clearing, lows around 40 degrees. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon temperatures in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Well, rain's on the way, but some drier air to follow. More from Dr. Bill coming up, 6:55. Time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The Super Soaker is a childhood favorite for so many of us. And the man behind the invention is Dr. Lonnie Johnson, and he is from Mobile, Alabama. You see, back in 1968, it's where it all started for him when he created Linex, a compressed air-powered robot, and he took home the first prize in the 1968 Alabama Science Fair. That's when he traveled from Mobile to Tuscaloosa with his teacher, Walter Ward. Well, fast forward to 2019. That's where Johnson and Ward were both honored at Williamson High School on Monday, as well as Johnny Kennedy. He also participated in that 1968 Science Fair. A new learning center will now be named in Dr. Johnson's honor. And how fitting, as this is Black History Month. The 12,000 square foot, $4 million Lonnie G. Johnson Educational Complex will be on the Williamson campus, which is located in the Maysville community. It will include 8 classrooms, a science lab, an assistant principal's office, and a multi-purpose room. Construction is expected to take about 14 months. So Dr. Johnson credits his parents, of course, for believing in him, for helping to inspire him as he advanced from Williamson to Tuskegee University to the Air Force and NASA. He also says this about teachers. Having teachers who care is the most important thing you can have for a child. We think it's just words, but it's more than words. When you see greatness, they will live up to your expectations. If you have faith in children and believe in them, they will believe in themselves. Dr. Johnson currently holds about 120 patents. He lives in Atlanta, where he runs Johnson Research and Development Company, Inc. So have you made your Valentine's Day plans yet? Well, if you love breakfast any time of the day, Waffle House may be just what your sweetie wants when it comes to Valentine's Day. You are invited to dine with Waffle House or taking reservations for this Valentine. So at almost 200 locations in 21 states, which include here in Alabama, they're accepting reservations for Thursday, February 14th. The restaurant will offer a very special Valentine's Day menu. This is the 12th year Waffle House has celebrated Valentine's Day like this. If you have more questions or you like more information, go to wafflehouse.com/Valentine. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 656 FM Talk 106.5. I think it was 2 years ago, this Fat Tuesday. 2 years, well, not this Fat Tuesday, because Fat Tuesday moves around on the calendar, but it was Fat Tuesday 2 years ago, and I was at a party and hanging out with the folks, and the hostess says, "Figure you want to meet this man." I said, "Okay." I said, he said, "Hey, I'm Lonnie Johnson." I said, "You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me." And then legend. I pulled the Chris Farley. Remember the time? Sat and talked about super soakers and space and engineering for probably 3 hours as we picked out on king cake and ribs, man, and all that stuff. Man, it's awesome. Awesome. And he's so, like, nonchalant. So, yeah, you know, it's a super soaker. I invented it. Hey, let's talk about such and such. I'm like, yeah, but you invented the super soaker. He's like, yeah, let's move on.